Hi, good afternoon to you.
Chad, thanks for joining us. The taxi industry, some would ask, are they now adopting a mafia style in terms of their tactics? Or perhaps other South Africans saying, well, they've been doing it for a while already. It's not just now.
Yeah, I think the latter statement is definitely correct. The taxi industry has been a law unto itself for many years. In fact, they tried to regulate it at a stage, and under the National Party in the 1980s, it was determined after a commission of inquiry that it would just be too difficult an industry to regulate. Let's remember that izinkabi, which is the generic term, or the colloquial term rather, given to men in South Africa, is derived from primarily the taxi industry. It's to men, because it's used in the exception of the taxi. And it started by the taxi industry and phase it in and spread nationally.
Now, tactics of intimidation, Chad, extorting citizens, extorting communities, and then also making serious attempts at overrunning existing transport infrastructure. So anything that could remotely challenge the taxi industry, whether they are buses or they are Ubers or UberX or Bolt or any of the e-hailing services, they've all come under attack severely as a result of our taxi industry.
Yes, can you hear me? We lost you for a second, mate.
Yeah, we're talking about the extortion tactics, extorting citizens, extorting communities, and even taking serious steps to extort, overrun, and even manipulate how other transport services are purportedly scheduled to operate because the taxis view them as competition.
So, look, it's a massive problem. We've seen passengers. We've seen rival taxi bosses taken out just to determine who can control the routes. And what's so bizarre about the situation, we take our thing, for example, and in particular Johannesburg, we've got what's known as the Rea Vaya, which is a public bus service run by the Joburg Metro.